You know, I've been having kind of a struggle on how to describe this movie that came out late 2023, and I had to feature it in this season of 2024 because for 32 years, I thought that by now we probably would be done with terrible movies. And give it, I've already talked about Cocaine Bear, how that was terrible, but maybe the reasons why they brought it back out for, you know, giving the late whomever actor passed away, giving him his last project out there. But then Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey comes out. And I thought we were done. But you know what? I'm not going to I'm not going to rant it right now. Let's just do this the old-fashioned way, like normal. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the new season. I hope you guys enjoyed the last season. I had a feature. You know, we had a visitor who got into School Spirits with me, and it was actually really fun to be able to discuss it with my daughter. Again, that was probably the only one I kind of approved because it wasn't too, like, scary. It was more thrillery. The rest of the stuff that's going to be coming through, of course, she has not seen, and I won't allow her to see. But you know what? 2023 ended with this pretty crappy one. And really good ones, too. So let's go ahead and talk about Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
If you are prone to scare easily, avoiding all the scary horror movies, you'll never watch but are intrigued to. Geo and Alex watch and review, so you don't have to. So you don't have to.
All right, so let's base this off of this. Winnie the Pooh is a beloved character for a lot of us. For many of us growing up, was a lovable bear who had his best friend, you know, Christopher Robbins. Then you have, what, Piglet, is it Eeyore? Yeah, Eeyore. Then you had Mr. Rabbit, I think that's what they called them. Then you had Tigger. So you had this whole characters, everybody going on adventures. It was very lovely. You learned, you know, many lessons from it. And it was just a fun and enjoyable show for us kids. And I get it. Most of us now growing up want to adapt some of these, you know, children shows, movies, or characters into horror films. But they could have thought a lot better on it. One, I think that made it, like, very terrible was that they changed Piglet and Pooh, like, to be, like, very, what do you call those, like hybrids? So they're like, it wasn't like a pig. It was like a human with a pig face or like a pig head. Same with Bear, like, you know, like with Pooh or Winnie or I don't know what you want to call him. But he had, you know, like a bearish, you know, demented face, but the rest of his body was human. So it's like one of those like hybrid human animals kind of a thing, you know, like I think of in Ninja Turtles when they created like that the monsters and like that rhinoceros who kind of had like a body of a human and the, you know, like and the figure of it but had the head of the boar and all that stuff. So that's what they did. They didn't really focus on kind of getting the character to look like it, and I'm not sure if that had to do with any copyright stuff because I'm not sure if it's free game. So there's one. They kind of made it weird, right? They made him look very strange. And two, it was like a weird revenge story, but they just killed randomly, right? So the whole basis of it was they kind of kept the story of them growing up together, having adventures with Christopher Robbins, and then Christopher Robbins, you know, grows up and decides to go to college. And Pooh and Piglet believe that they've been abandoned, and I guess they just didn't know how to find food or anything like that, so they kill Eeyore, and then they just go on a blood adventure. Or not blood adventure, but, like, just go for blood. And so they just kill whoever kind of makes it there. Christopher Robbins takes his fiance. They kill the fiance. They take him hostage. And that's basically it. I don't know how to explain this to you guys. I think what I'm trying to do is let you know that the basis of this story was that Pooh was mad that Christopher Robbins left. But yet, in the whole time, only him and Piglet were mad. We don't see Mr. Rabbit. We don't see Tigger. Obviously, Eeyore is dead, which sucks for Eeyore. I think he could have had a better, you know, a better help, or I don't know. I think he could have had a better feature on here, but I don't think they could have found anybody. And so you have this whole point of just him going for killing, and that's it. Like, there was no rhyme or reason as to why it all happened, like, other than what they told you. And then you get this lady who ends up killing Piglet, finds Christopher Robbins, rescues him. They're about to die. And then Christopher Robbins begs Pooh, like, don't do it. You know, like, obviously Pooh's even more mad because Piglet died. So his buddy of blood is dead. And then he lets him go. And then we leave it to that. And I thought, okay, that's the end of it. Then I heard this coming year, a 2 is coming out. And I don't know. Maybe this has to do, like, with the fandom that we've created because of Sharknado. Because anybody who's watched Sharknado knows that those are the crappiest movies ever invented in the entire universe. And I am not dogging on the actors or actresses that were in there. I get it. The line of work you're in, you have to take anything that you can get, right? It's basically dog-eat-dog world out there for them. So I get it. They found a piece of paper, or their agent said, just take this movie. You know, you're going to get, you know, I bargained X amount of money, and they do it. And it's like the crappiest thing, but somehow it gets a very, very high cult following. So I'm not sure if that's with this movie and that's maybe that what they were aiming for. But I will still watch 2 just to probably dog on it, depending on if they fix the story. But I highly doubt they're going to fix the story. Like, I don't know how else is going to go. I highly doubt Christopher Robbins is going to come back and try to stop Pooh. And will they feature, maybe will Pooh tell Tigger, hey, Piglet's dead, can you join me? And Tigger's like, yeah, what's up, whatever, you know. And now we're going to get a really creepy Tigger out there jumping around going, hey, you know, like, or I don't know his words, right? Like, this is Tigger, right? And going back to that, me trying to make the voice of Tigger, Pooh's voice wasn't like, hello, folks, it's me, Winnie the Pooh. It was like, get out, like, rah. You know, like, they made it super low. So, I don't know what it's going to entail. But I had to start this off with saying that, holy cow, it was dumb. It was really ridiculous. I basically gave you the whole glimpse of that movie in probably less than 10 minutes. And if you listen to this and you thought to yourself, oh, maybe I should watch it because Winnie the Pooh, right? Don't even, you know, if you can, just hide it. Right? If you can put it at like a settings and say like hide this feature or hide this movie, just hide it. You don't even have to know that it exists. Just look at this podcast and know that you're not gonna waste any time watching it. All right. So the whole glimpse of 2024, the whole glimpse of this, is that I am going to provide you kind of the basis of the movie and give you a good review of it. Maybe things that I liked about it, things that I didn't. I will try to make it more entertaining and not kind of give you the whole storyline and line. Just because what I'm trying to do is that I'm trying to get you guys either one, intrigued to watching the movie, or two, give you a reason why you wouldn't miss out if you didn't watch the movie, right? So stay tuned because I am still posting these every Sunday. Now, I did change the time frame because I realized if I am talking about horror films, it's probably good to talk about them a little bit at night instead of in the morning. So they will be coming out at 8 p.m. Sundays, starting every Sunday from now on. And so stay tuned. Like I said, I will be reviewing old films as well as anything new that's coming out this year. I will add them to my list and we'll be discussing them just exactly if it's worth you either one going to the theater to watch it or waiting for it to be streamed on, but still good enough to watch, right? Or three, just avoid it completely, right? So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, don't watch this movie. And I will see you guys next week.
If you are prone to scare easily, avoiding all the scary horror movies you'll never watch but are intrigued to, Gio and Alex watch and review. You don't have to.